This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Hi, yes, I was returning a call.
Oh, hi, is this Farlin?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, did you want to continue with the intake?
Yes, what are you all? What's going on? I've been had people start trying to call me and ask me about this, you know, and I'm not receiving any funds yet, but everybody's calling me and asking me questions about my case.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't received any funds yet, but I'm starting telling people my information. So I'm not receiving any results. So why are we on the phone? Is it going to benefit me or not? Because I've been sick from this shit, and I'm not getting paid for it.
Oh, well, have you already signed documents with the law firm? Did you already file a claim?
No, I've tried to, but no one has ever did anything or given me anything.
Okay, then yeah, we can finish the intake so I can help you file a claim, and then the attorneys can give you a call after that to tell you the next steps.
Okay.
Okay. So I think the last part that we left off on was I asked if you were currently employed.
Yes, I work for Tyson Foods.
And what is your job title?
I work in D-Bone.
Can you spell that for me?
D-Bone.
Okay. And can you spell that for me?
D-Bone, D-E-B-O-N-E.
D-E-C-O-N-E?
D-E-B-O-N-E, D-Bone, like D-Boning.
Oh, okay.
I hate that sound like this. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay. And have you lost any time from work because of any surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No. I'm off often because I have to go to the doctors and stuff, you know, just for other things that are going on with me now.
Oh, I see. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
No. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am. Nothing but Facebook.
All right. Have you ever filed a disability workers' compensation claim?
Yes, because I'm blind in my left eye and they deny me.
Gosh. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes, ma'am. Long ago, but this petition is sealed off my records. That's when I was younger, like 19. I'm 42 now. So no felonies.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, but I don't have them on hand. You have to pull them from St. Vincent Shaw.
What was the name of that hospital?
It's CHI, St. Vincent, Hot Springs.
Hot Springs. Okay. Is that the one on 300 Werner Street?
Uh-huh.
And do you remember your physician's name?
Dr. David Cooperman.
And then, all right. And that was Cooperman, K-U-P-P-E-R-M-A-N?
K-U-P-E-R-M-A-N.
All right. Okay. And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Terribly. You hear how I sound now, don't you?
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Yes. Blind in my left eye. I'm being denied disability. I'm still working.
Wow, I'm so sorry you're going through that. And you said the medical records are at the hospital, correct?
Yes.
And when was the last time you were treated?
Last treatment I had was sucks. Let me think, baby.
Okay.
I did 1 week inpatient and 6 months outpatient. And that was, it was for 6 months. And I'm thinking it was about March the 22nd of 2018.
Okay. So your last treatment was March 22nd, 2018?
Mm-hmm.
And was your, as far as your treatment, was it chemotherapy, radiation, immunotherapy?
It was, chemotherapy, 6 months, 5 medications.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Get back, puppy.
And then your home address is 2401 Howard Drive, right?
That was my own address. That's where I was using the Roundup at.
Okay, so what is your current home address? 2401
Howard Drive. My current address is 84 Cypress Drive, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, 71603.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? It was 84.
Cypress Drive, C-Y-P-R-E-S-S. Cypress.
Cypress Drive, Pine Bluff,
Arkansas, 71603.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
My daughter, Jennifer Harris. KENDRAHARRIS. And let me look at my phone to find her phone number, okay?
Okay. And does she live with you?
No, she lives around the corner from me.
Okay.
Let me look at my phone to find her phone number. Her number is 870-341-4849.
Thank you. All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Am I familiar with what?
DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents to you right now. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, whichever one's easier to open up.
Six.
Okay. I just sent it through.
Okay. Says this site can't ask for your permission. Try again. Allow. Try again. Hold on. Try again. Allow. It's not letting me open it up.
It's not letting
you
open it?
Okay, it's saying continue. Yes, it's opening now.
Okay.
I'm agreeing and continuing.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you should see a start button at the top.
Yes.
Right.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
Trying to hit everywhere where I see a arrow with the name and signature.
Hmm. Yeah, once you sign it the first time, it should say adopt and sign, and then it'll automatically fill in those boxes for you.
See where it says initials?
Yes.
Okay, I'm hitting the finish.
Okay, and I just received it. All right. And then, were you receiving my text messages?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then I'm going to send you one more, but that's just for you. You have my number, and I'll send you the attorney's information. So they're going to give you a call within the next few days to verify your information, tell you the next steps.
Okay.
And if you haven't heard from them in a few days, let me know. I'll give you a call back, and I could transfer you over to
them. Are you with Cooperman?
Sorry?
What law firm is this? Cooperman Law Firm? Cooperman or something like that? Cooperman?
No, not... No, this is going to be Pulaski, I believe, is... Let me make sure.
Yeah, I found with Cooperman, and they never, you know, and they never did or said anything else. And I never heard from anybody else. And you were Pulaski?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so if they haven't called you in the next few days, you can let me know. I'll give you a call back, and I'll transfer you over to them so we can get it sorted out, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, then, thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Thanks.